Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Kerry McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, joining us on the telephone line. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning.
So I came across a thing knowing we were going to visit and looking up some things having to do with pet care. And this was actually a TV news story about being able to determine when your pet, be it a dog, cat, what have you, may be in pain. Mm-hmm. And we have talked about this, not exactly about this, but kind of indirectly. This has come up before in some of our conversations.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
One thing in this story that I thought was interesting, and I had not heard this before, was that they were mainly talking about dogs, I think, but was that pets may be afraid to show pain, that they hide pain, and I had not that's something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, for sure. So for different reasons, I mean, if you think about, I think about them kind of like predator versus prey. So mm-hmm. dogs are more predator, obviously. And it's a weakness in your pack. If you're a dog, it's a weakness to show pain. And so they do. They hide it a lot. And a lot of them are super stoic. Cats are the same way. Cats are super tough. And they're a lot harder to read when they're in pain, too.
So that is that's something that's common that we think an animal, a pet, a dog, cat is fine, but and they probably are, but you can't just assume because there's not something obvious that they're not having some trouble.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people are like, well, they don't seem like they're in pain, and it's like they just don't show it the same way. They can't tell us the same way. You know, they're still going to usually eat because they eat for survival. And a lot of times they come in and say they were limping at home, and then they override that when they get to the vet because their adrenaline's pumping, and it's just uh-huh. their instinct to be like, no, everything's fine, uh-huh. I'm fine. Uh-huh. You know, so it makes our right. job even harder, too.
Right. So limping is the most obvious thing, and that was mentioned in this story. Mm-hmm. That's a fairly obvious thing that we can see. Another thing that was mentioned is sleeping more than normal.
Yeah, sleeping more than normal and just being a little bit withdrawn, you know. People are like, well, he's not greeting me at the door anymore, you know, things like that. What I tell people is just look at your daily routine. Our pets know our routine daily probably better than we do, and they're a part of that routine every day. And so when something changes in that routine and you notice something off, that's usually one of the first indicators to people that something's not right here.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Kerry McCreary, who's the co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Another thing, and this might be related to sleeping more than normal, is hiding. They will make themselves scarce.
Mm-hmm. They want to hide. Also, sometimes they don't want to be grabbed or messed with or whatever. They're not interested in eating because they're painful, so they want to hide just to get away from all of the noise and chaos of the house. I see that a lot, especially with cats. That's one of the, mm-hmm. the things that cats will do often is hide and sleep a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just recently talked about dental care or care of the teeth with pets because February was Pet Dental Care Month. And one thing that was mentioned in this story was dropping food from the mouth would be a sign of pain with the teeth.
Yeah, dropping food from the mouth. Sometimes they chew weird, only chew on one side. This is a really weird one, but I had a patient once that was a boxer, and the people told me, the owner said, this dog, she's never done this before, but she started grinding her teeth.
Hmm.
You just look at her, and she would just grind her teeth. And mm-hmm. I did some research and looked it up, and sure enough, it said, well, some dogs will grind their teeth when they have dental pain. And I'm like, this dog's teeth look great. I mean, it's missing a tooth, but what's the problem? So we did anesthesia and did a dental, took some x-rays, and the tooth that wasn't there was actually broken off below the gum line, and it had this root just hanging out there.
Mm.
So when we took that out, the dog did not do that ever again.
Huh.
And so it's crazy, and it was just amazing that the owners were that astute.
Yeah.
You know, that it clued us into the problem.
Yeah. You wouldn't think of grinding as something a dog would do when he was having...
Exactly. That was very odd.
Tooth trouble, yeah. Then eating less and obviously losing weight would be another sign of that.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep, very true. But don't let that fool you, because people tell me all the time, like, the teeth can't be that bad because he's still eating. Well, you know, if the option is their instinct is to eat, to survive, to live, it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt quite a bit just because in their body they know that they have to eat to live, you know.
I would think you would be able to tell, and of course, again, it's observing changes, but are they seeming to favor, you know, one side or the other, or kind of seemingly very cautious in how they're chewing or something along those
lines? Another thing that I find is that I know they say sleeping more, but being more withdrawn, I find kind of a little bit towards the opposite, that pets are more anxious and pacing more, panting more. Mm-hmm. So like normally, I know that people with dogs and cats can vouch for this. When it's bedtime and the whole house is settling down, they go to bed. If you're not ready for bed, they're going to tell you it's time for bed. Mm-hmm. So if your pet starts pacing, panting, getting up in the middle of the night, those are very odd things and very different that would indicate that something's wrong, possibly pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. That's also helpful. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not necessarily a happy subject, but it's, I think, a helpful, useful
very
subject
helpful.
For people to think about.
The pets will appreciate that we cover this subject.
Very good. All right, Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Yeah, it's great.
Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.